Perhaps another example of the wheels of justice grinding slowly but exceeding fine. Back in 2007, the disputed elections in Kenya ended up with more than 1,200 people killed in violence that followed, more than 500,000 people displaced. And what's happened now is the International Criminal Court there is trying to indict several high-ranking Kenyan politicians for crimes against humanity. The court is calling it an orchestrated campaign to torture and kill civilians during the election crisis in 2007 and early 2008. Joining us with details now is Kevin Wachiro with our partner, the BBC. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
They're trying to seek an indictment against whom?
Well, there were no surprises in some of the people who were named. There is the Deputy Prime Minister, and he is the Finance Minister, Uhuru Kenyatta. There's another minister involved. There's a suspended minister. There is the head of the civil service here in Kenya. His name is Francis Muthaura. There's a radio broadcaster and the former commissioner of police. They've all been mentioned by Mr. Ocampo.
And they're trying to indict them for crimes against humanity. How exactly do they say these people were involved in this, in orchestrating it, in organizing it, or are any of them involved in actual violence?
None of them are actually involved in violence. It's just that they were the people in the they sort of catalyzed. There were players in making this happen. The former minister for higher education, he's said to have been one of the planners and organizers of crimes against supporters of the president during that, in the run up to the elections in the Rift Valley. He also mentioned that Francis Muthaura, who is the current head of the civil service and the secretary of the cabinet, that he authorized police to use excessive force against supporters of the then opposition party ODM and to facilitate attacks against ODM supporters. Another instance was where the Deputy Prime Minister Uhuru Kenyatta is said to have used to mobilize this group called Mungiki, which is a criminal sect here in Nairobi, to attack ODM supporters. So this is how they have been implicated.
Well, the headline reads that the International Criminal Court is trying to get indictments. What is the next step here?
After issuing the summons, Mr. Ocampo has urged the six suspects to let him know as soon as possible when they'll be able to go to The Hague to present themselves before the court. And that is one step on this side. Right now, it is up to the judges in The Hague to decide whether there's enough evidence for the six to come before the court, whether they can either change Mr. Ocampo's suggestion of issuing the summons and issue warrants of arrest. So right now, it's a waiting game to see what the next step will happen, both in The Hague with the judges and also here with the six who have been summoned.
All right. So any reaction from the people of Kenya?
We're getting reaction from the six right now. And there's also talks for a lot of calm as tensions may be raised by naming of these six.
All right. That is Kevin Wachiro, reporter in Nairobi for our partner, the BBC. He's talking about the International Criminal Court in Hague. Luis Moreno Ocampo, the prosecutor there, has named six high-ranking Kenyans that he accuses of orchestrating the violence during Kenya's election crisis in 2007 and early 2008 that resulted in the death of more than 1,200 people, and the displacement of more than 500,000. Thanks so much, Kevin.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.